Okay, here I am, Mem Tes. I'm an Aleph. One, two, three, four, five. 6 lines down from the top of the page. Tani Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef taught the following. She'era, continuing this. Tani Rav Yosef, She'era zu kiruv basar. Shle yinak ba minak parseim. She'meshamshem midoseim b'levusheim. Right, so what does it mean, She'era? Before we had Sher Ksus Fa'ona, we're darshaning these words. So we gave different explanations. So now Rav Yosef gives a different pshat, that She'era is the requirement of husband and wife to be connected skin to skin, meaning that they shouldn't have that husband and wife shouldn't have the minag of the parsa'im, that when they are mishamish mita, when they have tashmish, that they do so bilvushay, and they do so with their clothes on. That's something that's not correct. So she'era means that they should be skin to skin, should not have clothing on. Misali the Rav Huna, the Amr Rav Huna, ha'omer if she ella ani bevigdi behi bevigda yotzi v'nosing suba, and this is supported by or supports Rav Huna. But Rav Huna said to Rav that which Rav Huna said, that someone who makes this claim, I want to make sure that it's only going to be with me and my clothes and her and her clothing, so that's enough of a reason to have to give the woman her ksuba if she wants to allow her to say, I want to be divorced, because that's something that is not appropriate. Okay. If Yehuda Omer, afilu anisha be'Yisrael. So the end of that Mishnah, we said that Rabbi Yehuda said that even in anisha be'Yisrael, lo yifchos mishnei chalilin umkonenes, at a funeral, at the husband's responsibility to take care of his wife's needs in burial, chalila, is that even the poorest person has to hire two people playing the two people playing the chalil, and a woman who would cry and scream, etc. Basically, people hired people to take care of it, to be at a funeral. Okay, so it says the Gemara as follows: Bechal tanakama savar hanilo. Right, so if Rabbi Yehuda says you have to do this, the implication is that the Tanakhama holds you don't have to do this. Okay? So, hey, Chidami, what are you talking about? Ida orcha, if this is the normal thing for people to do, my time is the Tanakhama darmala. Meaning, if it's a standard practice at a funeral, then how can the Tanakhama say, why the Tanakhama say that the husband is not required to do this? That's standard. Right? Ida lo orcha, and if it's not standard practice, my time is Rabbi Yehuda. Right? So, then if it's not standard practice, then why did Rabbi Yehuda say you have to do so? So lo tzricha, what's the case? Under orche didei v'lav orcha dida, right? So if he's Ashkenazi and she's Sephardi, and the Sephardim have this practice and he doesn't have this practice, so that's going to be the case, right? Tanakama savar ki amrinan ola imo ve'ini yoredes imo, right? So the Tanakama holds this idea that she goes up with him and doesn't go down with him. We'll see what that means in a second. Hani mili mechayim, that's only when they're alive. Aval achamisa lo. Right, but Rabbi Yehuda savar afilu la'achamisa, even achamisa, then she is ola imo. So Rashi says, look at Rashi, ola imo ve'ini yoredes imo mibuulas ba'al nafkalan. Right, from the phrase buulas ba'al, they learn this idea about liyaso shel ba'al v'lo b'yiridaso shel ba'al. Right, so what does that mean? Hanimili mechayim kigon hu omer lahanik efs bina v'hi omeres. Shalolanik, right? So let's say he wants her to nurse, and she doesn't want to, right? But derech benos mishpachto lahanik b'nehem below derech mishpachto, right? And that is the derech in his in her family, right? Where she comes, to nurse, and it's not the derech of his family. So olaimo means that she, that she goes with his practices. So that's going to be in just mechayim. But if it's so again, the case is this is a practice in his family, not a practice in her family, right? So Tanakhama says this, but we say ola imo but in yoredes imo, right? So that's specific, so you if it was ola imo yoredes imo even la charmisa, right? So then whatever his practices are, she has to continue that even after she passes away. But if it's just mechayim, so then okay, so those things that are his. Things that he does, so she has to continue that and be part of that. But once she passes away, it's not necessary. So that's exactly the machlokas here, right? So go back to the Gemara. So, Tanakama Savaki Aminan Ola Imo any Redis Imo Hani Vidmechaim of Al Khamis Halo. That's what Tanakama says. Doesn't have this requirement of the two people playing the flute, etc. Because that's just something that his family did, but not something her family did. And therefore, once she dies, you don't need to do that anymore. But Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Afilu La Chamisa, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Then even La Chamisa, and that's why, even though this is something that's only in his family, not in her family, it's something that he's required to keep doing because, again, it applies even this rule of Ola Imo is even La Chamisa. So Amar Chista, Amar Ma, Amar Marukva, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. So Chista says, Name Marukva, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that he has to make sure to continue to be taking care of things in a way that is like similar to his family, even after she passes away, and therefore would be required to have whatever standards there are at the funeral for his family. So Amar Rav Chista, Amar Marukva, Mishenishtate, Bezdin Yoredin L'Nechasov, V'Zanin U'Mefarnesin Ishta U'Banov, U'Banosov, V'Davar Acher. So another concept that Rav Chista said, in the name of Marukva, is that a person who becomes mentally incapacitated, is to become a Shota, so they're not able to take care of the needs of, make decisions about the use of their money. So what happens? So Bezin can go ahead. Bezin can be yorid in the chasav. They can go into their bank account, basically. Vizadin and farnas in his ishto, and can take care of the financial needs of his wife, and of his sons, and of his daughters, and davar acher. Okay, so in the Gemara is going to explain later what davar acher means. And just about in terms of the difference, zanin is mizonos, that's money, mefarnesin is levush ksus, the clothing. Fine. So Amalei Ravina Ravashi, so Ravina says to Ravashi, wait a second, ma'ishna mehadasanya, but we have a brayse that says the following, mishahalach l'mdina sayam. Let's say a person goes on a trip, far away, he goes off into the distance, and he goes, and he's gone for a while. Right? V'ishto tovas mizonos. And his wife is left after a certain amount of time, money's running out, she needs money, right? And he's gone. There's nowhere from he can't be found anywhere. So what happens? Bez in Yordan in the Chasov, Vizar in the Faris and Ishto, Avalo Banov Bnosav, Lo Davar Acher. Right? So there, the rule is so she's that when he's off in the Medina Sayam and she needs to be taken care of, so Bezin can go ahead and, you know, allow his wife to take money from the account, but not for the sons and daughters. And Rashi points out, because technically the father is not a father, has a, you know, a man has a contractual obligation to take care of the mizonos of his wife, but not a contractual obligation to take care of the mizonos of his children, technically. So that's why in that scenario they can go and take the money for his wife, because he has to do so, but doesn't have to do so for his children. So what changed? So why when he's a shota they're allowed to feed the sons and daughters, but when he goes and did see, they're not allowed. So Amalei veloshani lecha ben yotzi ladas shaliyotzi shalol ladas. Right? What do you mean? There's a difference between when you leave on your own and you leave not on your own. Basically, he exited stage right to go to Didas Hayam. He did that. He knew exactly what he was doing. Right? But when he becomes a shota, he doesn't have to, not to prepare ahead of time for that exit. Look at Rashi. V'lo shani lecha. Rashi says yotze. You see where I am? Like 10 lines up or something in Rashi's. Yotze mina makom ladas haya biyad letzavos al mizonos bar of benosav v'ishta. If the person's leaving, he can say, okay, while I'm gone, do the following. Right? You can take this. You can take that, etc. He didn't make that command. So Gila Daito Sha'ina Rotza Lizonon. So that's clear he didn't want that, you know, he had no interest in making sure they have what they need. Hilkach Ishto Dimchaivla Bitnai Ksuba Ishtaba Nichse. Right? So therefore the wife who he has a responsibility to financially to take care of her, so fine. So then you can go take the money for her. But Banu Banosav, lo, but for the children that's not true. Avanishtate. But the person who became a shota, the yatsimina olam shalola das, it's not he had no knowledge this was going to happen to him. So mistama nichalei she yizon ubanav bnosam mishalot. We assume he would want them to give it. So the point being, and presumably it was like kind of standard practice. Like here's what's going to happen when I leave, and he didn't do that, it's like very obvious that he didn't intend that, as opposed to the person who becomes a shota. So it wasn't his, clearly he didn't prepare for that. So the assumption is he does want to take care. Okay, fine. But now, my davar acher, what's we kept mentioning? Paying the wife, the children, etc., and davar acher. So what's davar acher? So chista amar ze tachshit. That is, jewelry. Perfume. Rashi says tachshit b'samim shal afkas rochel shanashim miskashtas behen. Right, so it means perfume that the women would use. Yosef amar tzedakah. Fine. So bottom line is that's tachshit. Good. If Yosef amar tzedakah, so Yosef says he also can take money from him for charity for tzedakah. Ma'ita amar tachshit. Sorry, davar acher machlokas. Sorry. If Chista says tachshit, if Yosef amar tzedakah. Good. So davar acher can be her perfume. It could be money for tzedakah. Okay. So man damar tachshit kol shekein tzedakah. So the one who holds that you can go and take money for perfume, so certainly you can take money for tzedakah. Okay. Man damar tzedakah aval tachshit yavinan la delonichalei the tinvol. But you might argue if the one who says tzedakah, could say, but if it comes to the tachshit, yeah, for sure we assume that's going to give that to her because he doesn't want her to be, start to become not to smell nice, etc. So therefore, he would certainly want that. I mean, the davar acher is a tzedakah, but the tachshit, but the perfume, that's obvious. That's obvious on its own. Fine. So Amr of Chia Bar Oven, Amr of Huna, Misha halach nesayam umesa ishto. So a person who goes to Medina Sayyam and his wife passes away while he's away. So Bezin Yordan Nechasav Vikovrino Salafi Kvodo. So Bezin goes into his account again and buries her according to his honor, Lafi Kvodo. Lafi Kvodo Velokavi Kvoda. Right? Lafi Kvoda. Right? I mean, why according to his honor, not according to hers? So Ema Af Lafi Kvodo. No, meaning it means to say not just according to Kvodo, but even if, right, Kvodo is higher, right? So then it would be even lefi kvoda. Okay. Hakamash Mlan, Ola Imova Aini Yoredis Imova Afil Lachamisa. So what do you see? This goes back to our original point. The fact that you wanted to argue that Afil Lekvodo, so you see that same rule we were mentioning earlier, that that she is attached to his level of, whatever their the level of kavod that the families have, or the minhagim of the family that continue, that are different from him and her, so that works even achar misa. Okay, Amr Masna haomer imesa lotik beruha minachasav shomila. So Masna says, a man says, if my wife passes away, don't bury her for my money. Okay, shomila. I don't recommend this command, but fine. So he says it, right? It doesn't seem so nice. We listen to him. Okay. So, Mayashna ki amar denafle nichze kame yasme ki lo amar nami. Yeah. Look at Rashi for a second. Imesa ishto shomin lo. The kevin de hu meis bechayeha vihi govek suvasa. What's the pshat? What does it mean? He says, if I die and then she dies afterwards, so then don't pay for my money. Why not pay for my money? Because I gave her my money already. I gave her ksuba. And since I gave her ksuba already, I don't have to give her anything more. Right? It's not yorshe ksubasa, chayav b'kvurasa. Right? Because his her yorshin have to pay for her kvura, not anybody else. Fine. So yeah, so Maishna ki amr denafli nichse kame yasme, right? Meaning, what's the difference? Meaning, in the case where you could say, right, that this falls in front of the yisomim, right, the children, ki lo amar nami nichse kame yasme. So even if he doesn't say, meaning, the question is, what's the chiddush? If you would say, what's the scenario? If he would say the kids have to take care of it, that's obvious. So what's the difference? Who cares that he said something as opposed to him saying nothing? The Stam case, he already paid her the ksuba. He paid her the ksuba already, he has no financial responsibility anymore. So it's obvious. So Ella, what's the case? Ha'omer imes hu lo tig baruhu minechasav ein shomin lo. Lav kol haymenu shi yashir es banav v'yapal atzma alatibur. The point being that he can't say, right, don't take care of me, right? Lo tik beru hu. I mean, don't bury me from their nechasim. That you can't say. Why? You say, oh, don't take my kid's money. Let the tzibur take care of it. Right? Let the kupa shel tzedakah pay for me. That's what you can't listen to, because that's not allowed. He can't say, don't have my children have to pay, and I'll get taken care of by the kupa shel tzedakah. That already he's not allowed to do. So it's not about his wife. It's really about him. His wife, it's obvious. His wife, he already paid out. If he died already, his wife, he paid out the ksuba. That's something that, you know, now her yorshim have to take care of and take care of her kavura. But the point is that if he says, don't marry me for my children's money, that's what we don't listen to, because we don't allow him to require that they take it from tzedakah. Okay, so we'll stop here. I'll pick up tomorrow with the mission.